All right. We are loaded up with callers. Let's see how many we can get through here real quick. Gary, why don't you bring Javier into the conversation?
Okay. Hey, Javier, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Rosie?
Good, good, man. Good, good. What you up to today? What you trying to get done?
So I bought a condo a couple years ago, and I had my roof, the popcorn ceiling, was taken off, but now I want to make the walls level 5 as well. But I wanted to see if I had to take off the paint before I did that.
Now, do you have drywall floating experience, Javier?
I don't. Okay. I kind of tried to do my own bathroom, and it didn't work very well, but I want to get a little bit better at that and just start doing my own work.
Okay.
It would be awesome to learn that.
Okay. Well, you do not need to remove the paint, but you do need to wash it down very well with trisodium phosphate. And then make sure you rinse that trisodium phosphate off the wall very well as well. And level 5 drywall, we call it smooth as glass. It has no texture to it. You cannot see any of the tape joints. You can't see any of the screw heads. It is literally smooth as glass. It happens to be, Javier, the hardest finish to achieve. Now, the irony of all this is when you travel to other parts of the country, that's the only way they do sheetrock on the East Coast. They don't slop on all this texture that we put on out here in Arizona, skip trowel and splatter and all of that. So it can be hard in the Phoenix and the Arizona market to find a drywall finisher capable of giving you a true level 5 finish. But the great thing about it, Javier, is drywall mud is malleable. It's liquid. If you're not happy with it, you just wipe it off the wall before it dries. For level 5, you're going to want a fairly large trowel. I would say 8 to 12 inches. You could literally roll drywall mud on the wall with a roller, a small nap roller, and knock it down with a large. But you're going to take quite a bit of sanding. So it's going to be messy. You're going to want to wear a respirator, but it's doable. You literally coat the entire wall with drywall mud, a thin layer, let it dry, and sand it smooth. And Javier, you may have to do that a couple times. The knife will want to leave little edges and ridges at the outside point that are hard to eliminate. But I would spread from left to right on the first coat. I'd sand it down. And then I would take a magnifying glass and a big, strong spotlight. And I would walk around with that spotlight, and I'd shine it from left to right, right to left, from bottom to up, and top down. And use a little 4-inch knife with thin mud floating out any little blemishes or imperfections in the surface. Let that dry, sand it again, and that's going to be about as close to a level 5 as you'll be able to get. Try one wall and see what it takes to get that wall level 5 before you tackle the whole condo. That'd be my advice to you.
Javier, that was a lot of information. So if you need to listen to that again, that'll be up on our website this afternoon. You can re-listen as many times as you need to.
Put it in your earbuds.
RosieOnTheHouse.com, yeah.
While you're mixing up
the
drywall mud.
So you can hear Rosie's voice in the background. Yeah.
All right. We ran a poll this hour as to whether or not we should celebrate the edict that came out yesterday to end the mask mandates when appropriate. And I asked listeners to text us yes or no. Are we at 10 to 1?
Oh, yeah.
10 to 1, yes. Let's have the party. Oh, yeah, baby. All right.